What the heck is the worth a damn factor? What is yours? My purpose in writing these articles, my purpose of my workshop is this. I want to raise the truth value of people's worldview. When your worldview changes, your vibration changes with it. You are viewing the world from a different height. This article is looking at your value in life, your worth a damn factor, that will determine what you get in life. The expression, worth a damn factor, is interchangeable with Charlie Munger's deserving factor. How much reward, how much light you deserve for your efforts. Many people think that deserving is their God-given right. And maybe in God's view you are deserving. But in a world, in an economy, you need to earn what you want to get. You need to provide extrinsic value. We are talking about that kind of deserving. Extrinsic value. The kind of value that others are willing to exchange what they have to what you have given them. To give you what you want, in an exchange. Money, love, friendship, caring, etc. and your happiness. Seemingly. Here is a worldview that is very frequent. And it is very deadly for your deserving factor, for your producing extrinsic value, for your vibration, and for your inner world of happiness. The worldview of jumping. The worldview of the binary switch reality. Yesterday I had a long call with one of my coaching clients. He is long on desire, and short of ambition. Almost any shiny object will whip his desire to a feverish pitch. Hoo-hoo. I'll make $1 trillion. Just like that. Jumping versus building. We started to talk about what is the goal, what is the ultimate goal of doing the 67 steps, an audio program. The ultimate goal is spelled out in the first audio, to raise your worth a damn factor. You need to raise your awareness. The ultimate goal of life is to become worth a damn. And for that you probably need to become all you can become. Inside and out. Now, let's look at this statement, become worth a damn. If your view of life is binary, if you look at things as pass/fail, if you look at things as black or white, you'll look at everything as black or white. The how and how you look. The how and how you see is the same across all areas of life. How you see anything is how you see everything. But reality, although it can be looked in any odd way, even the binary way, is not binary. Reality is more like gradation. 256 shades of gray. Millions of shades of colors. And trillions of feelings. It is like the transition of seasons. It is like the growth of a child. You often cannot point out when something went from one state to another. And so it is with becoming worth a damn. My starting point measurements are like taking your temperature. It is a snapshot that can change from one moment to the next. And it is the same with your extrinsic worth, your worth a damn factor. It is a continuum. Not a switch. Only on the lowest level, on the systemic value level, is there any jump. A jump from being wrong to being right. On the highest level of value, on the level of your intrinsic worth, you'll be always the same. The potential that you are as a human. And that will be always the same. The same on the timeline. The same in the comparison with others. Because all humans have the same blueprint, the original design. Your worth a damn factor doesn't measure your intrinsic value. It doesn't measure your systemic value either. This is the binary, good/bad, right/wrong, etc. Your worth a damn factor measures your extrinsic value. How much perceived value you produce in the world. Value that others see as value and are willing to acknowledge as value. Exchange their value for it. Your worth a damn factor, goes from 1 to 100, accurately measures what you produce in the world. Not what you can or could produce in the world. Not the potential. No. The actual value that you do produce. And the actual value you produce is affected by your attitude 90%. Skill level 7%. Working knowledge 3%. Here is an attitude to see how this works. When you are stingy, you'll withhold your excellence, withhold your attention, withhold your power. You try to give as little for what you get as possible. You won't give all you've got, all your attention, all your power. There are quite a few stingy soul corrections, finish what you start, removing hatred, sharing the light, sexual energy, silent partner, and circuitry. These soul corrections are very stingy. Withholding power. All the attitudes, including stingy, are measurable, and on a scale of 1 to 100. What does the stingy attitudes wording? It is something like, I don't have enough for myself, so why should I give you any? The nature of reality is gradation. I was about 50 years old when I learned this. So I have had 20 good years, and 50 terrible ones. Before that I viewed the world as binary. You are either successful or a failure. Either smart or stupid. Either a leader or nothing. You. Bah. But when I was 50, I learned that the world is not that way, and me viewing it was my narrow cone of vision. Your worth a damn factor can be a 1 today. And a 1.1 tomorrow. If you increase what you can do, or if you change your attitude. Yeah, your attitude. People with high desire and low ambition will be able to increase their worth a damn factor by a lot, by changing their attitudes. So if you take everything personally today, an attitude of, it is all about me, I am the center of the universe, and things either compliment me or slight me, etc. Then you can catch yourself tomorrow, and assume a different attitude and take less things personally. And voila, your worth a damn factor will truthfully and precisely track your new attitude. How do you do it? I'll tell you how I did it. Attitudes are created with words. Your words. The kinds of words that create. Active words. The first attitude I tackled is taking things personally. To what degree my life is about me and my life. I had no idea how to do it. But life was horrible, and something had to give. I decided that my life is not about me and my life. That was going to be my new attitude. First I set out to notice when I got offended, or when I was attention-seeking, or when I was listening to my fear. And returned myself to my declared attitude, my life is not about me and my life. With those words I created my guiding light, my North Star, my number one commitment to my how. I did that with a declaration. Declaration is one of those funny ways of speaking when what you are declaring doesn't exist yet, isn't true yet, and yet the declaration creates them. Your actions, your commitment to the actions makes it true. It is like the Declaration of Independence. America wasn't independent yet, but the declaration was the blueprint, the North Star, for the actions in the future. Then I added another wrinkle to my attitude with another declaration, you'll always get my best. So now my attitude statement was, my life is not about me and my life. You'll always get my best. And then I added a third part later, I have a contribution to make. So I take care of my health so that I can live a long life so I can make my contribution. That was really tricky, because I was absolutely clueless about health. And I had a strong undeclared commitment to win against incredible odds. That worked against my declaration. My life is not about me and my life. You'll always get my best. I take care of my health so that I can live a long life so I can make my contribution. It's been a long road to hoe. I am a little bit better every day. My worth a damn factor is at 70%. The worth a damn factor is influenced by your attitude and the actual work you do. The work that create value. Work that creates real and recognized value in the world. I've been putting 70% of my efforts into managing my attitude. And 30% to raise my skills and my knowledge. If you want to increase your worth a damn factor, you may need to use as much as 90% of your energy to manage your attitude, so your attitude supports value creation. The 67 Steps Coaching, my challenges, my courses, my workshops, my energies are all about the attitudes. Identifying the attitude that hinders you, and attitudes that can turn it around. Unfortunately, your attitude has been and maybe is hidden from your view. And unless it is revealed, it is distinguished, it is unconcealed, nothing much can change for you. Now you at least hear how important knowing and managing your attitude is. And now you can make a decision about what you'll do about it. Your attitude is invisible to you, and like a book, easy to read for others. But be assured, if life isn't working smoothly and well for you, the issue is not with your knowledge, not with your skills, the issue is with your attitude. There are as many attitudes as stars in the sky. Your attitudes are crippling you. You cannot be happy with a low worth a damn factor. Why can't you? Because you are only happy when you can love yourself. And when your attitude is off, you cannot love yourself. You can smile, dance, laugh as a pretense, but love? Not possible. And when you love yourself, you love your life. Obviously, just like I didn't, you don't know how to create your attitude in a way that it works for you and it works for people around you. It is both a science and an art. It is, at least, partially covered in the context workshops. Why context? Because you cannot change what happened. You cannot change even what is happening. But you can change the context, because context is entirely up to you. Context is created with words. Consciously or unconsciously. By you, or by others. If you get good at creating context consciously, the world is your oyster. No matter where you started. But if you are not willing to be responsible for the context you created, you'll live a life of misery. Guaranteed. Read the next article where we deal with the most important context.